Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything.
President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
The Big Fib!
Can you spot the lie?
The Big Fib!
Some pigs can fly.
The Big Fib!
But if you ask me why, can you trust the answer?
Coralville, Iowa, this is The Big Fib. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to The Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the polyporous and biodiverse ecosystem of truth and the overfished calcification of polluted lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience. Lisa, what's the matter?
Why do you ask?
Well, could it be the fact that you're saying, ouch, hot, hot, as if you burned yourself or something?
Oh, that, yeah. I was just playing with some sound effects in case we need that sound for this episode.
Oh, well, I see. I'm not sure we'll need anything like that, but I'm glad you're okay and not in pain.
Yep. All good and happy to be prepared with sounds. You never know, you know? Mm. But what I do know is that I have a listener question that I received. May I print it out now?
Oh, please do. I will just rip this off for you.
Ah.
Okay, here we go. What is your favorite dog breed?
Oh. That's easy and obvious. My favorite dog breed is the hot dog, with a little bit of relish and mustard and peanut butter. Crunchy. Ooh. Delicious.
But I think our listener is referring to the animal, not the food. So what kind of dog breed, as in the mammal?
Oh, yeah. In that case, my favorite dog breed would be the English sheepdog.
Oh, why is that?
Have you ever had sheepdog pie? It is a savory pie with vegetables and mashed potatoes and sheepdog. So good.
I think you mean shepherd's pie, not sheepdog pie.
Potato, potato. Those sheepdogs really hit the spot. Sheepdog.
Okay, so you do not have a favorite dog breed that you don't eat, like a breed that you'd have as a pet?
A pet? Why on earth would I keep a dog as a pet? Deborah, sometimes you are just such a silly Billy.
Okay, so I guess you've sort of answered that question. And I think we should move on before we learn about all the other dogs you like to eat. Can you please tell us how our game works?
All right, let me just make a note to pick up some border collie for my lunch tomorrow.
Ooh.
Great. Ooh, and a side of paws, of course. All right, every week we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a expert liar.
Mm.
And it's the job of an expert human child to help us expertly figure out who is who expertly, because no one can expert a liar better than a kid. What are we lying about today, expert Gold?
We are lying about coral reefs, underwater structures made up of tiny sea animals. And we're going to learn all about coral reefs along with our contestant today. Who might that be, Lisa?
Our human child contestant is a 10-year-old who loves to ski, Michaela Wald.
Welcome, Michaela. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. So you like to ski, like, on snow downhills?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you started learning how to ski?
I think, like, maybe 4.
Wow, you were young. And is that something someone taught you how to do, or you kind of figured it out once you got up there?
I can't really remember, but I think my dad taught me.
Got it. And is it true that you like to ski on certain kinds of mountains?
Yeah.
What kinds are those?
Not too steep, but pretty steep mountains. They're usually black diamonds and sometimes blues.
So which one is more steep, the black diamond or the blues?
The black diamonds.
I like to ski on the flat diamonds. I don't know if you ever, it's just a nice walk across a field.
Yeah, that sounds good for me too. Yeah. When was the last time you went skiing, Michaela?
2 days ago, because I was on a vacation.
And where did you go for your vacation?
Beaver Creek, Colorado.
Nice. And there's a lot of good skiing there?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, welcome home. I hope you get back on the slopes again soon. We do want to learn some more fun facts about you, Michaela. And we're going to do it Big Fib style, playing our game, Two Truths and a Lie. You, Michaela, will tell us three things about yourself. Two of those things will be true. One will be a lie, and we have to figure out which is which and how good of a liar you might be. So, Michaela, in no particular order, please tell us your two truths and one lie.
I once rappelled down a waterfall. I have a 14-year-old sister named Maddie, and I have a pet dog and a pet fish.
Oh, wow. I really want to hear about rappelling down a waterfall. I hope that's true. Don't you, Lisa?
Yeah, I hope it's true, too.
And what do you think is the lie?
Well, let me think about this. We're going to start from the bottom and move our way up. She claims she has a pet dog and a pet fish, which is believable. Mm-hmm. I know these creatures can coexist, but I'm imagining if you had a pet dog and a pet fish in the same tank, after a while, the pet fish would jump out. And we already know that she likes to ski, and skiing happens on mountains. Mm-hmm. But when it's warmer, all the snow melts and you get waterfalls. And if you have a dog and the dog chases the fish out of the tank and you're near a waterfall, you might be the kind of person who wants to rappel down the waterfall to get the fish and rescue it. And you probably wouldn't have an older sister if you did that because they would say, no, don't do it. Don't climb down the waterfall. So the one about the sister, that's a lie.
Okay. All right, Michaela, which one of those things is actually a lie?
That I have a pet dog and a pet fish.
Wrong, Lisa. Wrong.
What? Someone set my lie detector wrong.
Apparently so. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a pet dog.
Okay. And your pet dog's name is what?
Penny.
Penny. Hi, Penny, if you're listening. Hi, Penny.
Shout out to Penny.
So that means you do have a 14-year-old sister named Maddie, but it also means that you once rappelled down a waterfall. So what does that mean? Explain.
It's like you're hanged on to like a rope sort of when you rock climb, but instead of rock climbing up, you're sort of rock climbing down, except you're not really climbing. You're just jumping off.
Right, but holding on to a rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you do it because you had a fish and it escaped?
No.
I was totally wrong. Okay.
Right, you were completely wrong. And so, was that scary at all? It sounds like maybe you were up pretty high.
At first, I was really scared, but then when I did it, it was so fun.
Really? So you would do it again?
Yes.
Very cool. Okay, well, I think we're all warmed up. I think you fooled Lisa, which means you know how to tell a lie, which means you might be able to spot a lie, and it might help if you know a little bit about coral reefs. Is that something you know anything about?
Not really, but I have seen them before.
They're pretty cool looking, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to learn all about them, and we are going to do that with our experts today. So, Lisa, would you kindly play some welcome music for our coral reef experts?
Yeah, I'm going to do it shortly.
Okay.
Me, 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 me. Oh, come on in and bring your coral reefs and bring all the things in your mouth called teeth.
Okay, our first expert is David Vaughn. David, please introduce yourself to Michaela.
Oh, hi, Michaela. I'm Dave Vaughn, and I'm a marine biologist that studies coral reefs.
Thank you very much. Let's meet our second expert, Bianca Paulson Barnes. Bianca, please introduce yourself to Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. I am Bianca Paulson Barnes, and I'm a professor of marine biology.
Thank you very much.
Ha ha ha! drop it like it's hot.
Hot, ouch, gee, hot, 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 ah!
Are you okay, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm just playing the sounds of someone burning themselves on something hot. Because it's hot tea time!
Oh, right. I guess you did need that sound after all. Okay, well, yeah, it's hot tea time. And that is when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Michaela's questions. Lisa, whom should we put on the hot seat first?
Let's see. BPB.
Bianca Paulson-Barnes. Very good.
Yeah, well, you know, us fans call her BPB.
Sure, sure. Alrighty, Michaela, what is your first question for Bianca?
What is something that most people don't know about coral reefs?
I think that most people don't know the similarities between coral and viruses that grow inside your body. I actually teach a seminar with someone from another department at my college about how they are living things that grow on top of other things. And so the way that viruses grow in the body is similar to how coral will grow in the ocean. And so we can learn a lot about the growth and the spread by studying coral reefs.
Fascinating. Thank you very much. All right, now, Michaela, it's back to you.
This one's for both of you. What is a typical day at your job?
Well, my typical day is probably not typical for anybody else in marine science. Because I work with corals, I actually grow them in tanks. So my typical day is to check on the water to make sure it's flowing and clean. And then at the end of the day, be able to make sure that the temperature is fine. We don't want them to get too hot. And that they're growing fast enough so that we can make many of them to plant back on the reef.
Okay, Bianca, same question.
Well, a typical day for me, I will usually check in with my lab and my teaching assistants who work with me just to understand what the lesson plans are for the week and also for the lab, what we're researching. So we also grow corals in labs and try to understand how quickly they're growing, but they do grow quite slowly. So I think that's interesting. And then I will also, depending on the day, I'll be teaching a class. I might have to present at a conference. So it really does depend.
Thank you very much.
This is for David. What is the most amazing thing you've ever seen at a coral reef?
Well, once I made a mistake, and it was to drop and break a coral into little pieces. And instead of it being hurt, it started to grow 10 to 20 times faster than normal. And we now use that as a method of making corals grow faster.
You break them?
We cut them into little pieces with a specialized saw for making coral jewelry, but we use it to cut pieces called microfragments that then make more corals. And just like your skin grows fast when you're wounded, the coral grows much faster as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works with people too, Deborah?
Not so much, no. We do heal sometimes, but we don't grow new parts.
Okay, well, that seems limiting.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, back to you, Michaela.
This is for Bianca. What is the funniest thing that has happened to you in your job?
I remember I was on a dive and I saw that there was a school of parrotfish, which is a special fish that will sometimes eat coral. So that helps with the growing, like Dave was talking about. But when they, am I allowed to say poop?
Yes.
Deborah, can I say poop? Can I say poop? Deborah, please.
You may also say poop. Everybody can say poop.
Poop. Poop.
When parrotfish poop out after they eat the coral, they digest all of the living material except for the limestone, which is little rocks. It's very funny because it was very colorful. It was blue and purple sand, basically, but there was just so much of it because it was a big school of fish. And it was tough to laugh with the snorkel, but it was very funny.
Wow. Back to you, Michaela.
This is for David. How did you get interested in coral reefs?
Oh, I got interested in coral reefs when I was about your age, actually. I started watching shows like Jacques Cousteau, and when I saw that underwater world, it just looked so marvelous. So at 11 years old, I wanted to try and learn how to scuba dive. But back then, people didn't learn how to scuba dive until they were an adult. And so I knew early on that I wanted to dive, and I was very lucky that my father worked at a university, and he raised money for the university for a marine lab. And he said if he raised $1 million, would they take his son on a coral expedition? And they said yes. And he raised the money, and I got to go on my first coral expedition at 13 years old.
Wow. It cost your dad $1 million to do that?
He was raising money for the development of a new marine science station in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Deborah?
Yes, Lisa?
Can you donate $1 million for me?
Well, we can start with a fiver and see where we go.
Okay, that should cover it anyway. Yeah. I just want ice cream.
That's fair. Yeah, I think ice cream is a good compromise.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Good questions.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light-based minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Lisa will set a timer for the first expert, and then Michaela will ask questions until Lisa's timer sounds. Then Lisa resets the timer for our next expert to do the same. Experts, to say you have to think fast is no polyp fiction. All right, Michaela, let's start with David. You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
What is the most common type of coral reef?
A barrier reef.
How old are most coral reefs?
The reefs themselves can be thousands of years old.
Name one threat to coral reefs.
Climate change and high temperatures.
Coral reefs create skeletons out of what substance?
Calcium from the water.
How many species of coral are there?
There are about 30 species in Florida.
Which coral do not build reefs?
The ones that basically grow in the deep without any light.
Name a food source of coral.
They can filter feed. They can also use the sunlight like a plant.
What kind of coral reefs are ring-shaped and usually have a lagoon in the center?
An atoll.
How much of an ocean wave's energy can coral reefs absorb?
Most of the energy.
What is the name of the coral reef disease where tissue peels from the colonies, leaving behind exposed white skeletons?
Bleaching.
And that is time.
That's all the time.
Very good. All right, Lisa, would you please reset the timer?
What, me?
Yes, you.
I'd be privileged. It is done.
Lovely. All right, Michaela, you can ask Bianca your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How many species of fish call coral reefs their home?
About 4,000.
What are corals competing for on a reef?
Light, clear water, and temperature.
Best singer.
No.
How much of Earth's surface do coral reefs cover?
3% or so.
What is the largest coral reef on Earth, which you can see from space?
The Great Barrier Reef.
Name a soft coral.
Ponytails of the sea. That's their nickname.
What is it called when coral is stressed and expels algae and turns white?
That's coral bleaching.
Which coral reef, which is home to over 200 species of coral, grows in a thin and very warm and salty inlet of water between Africa and Asia?
The Mediterranean Reef.
What is the largest atoll coral reef island in the world?
The Grand Ring Atoll.
Which type of coral reef is small, isolated, and grows up from the open bottom of an island platform and does not usually reach the surface of water?
a patch.
And that is time.
That's all the time. If you want more, dial 19999 time. Don't dial that.
Don't dial that. No, rates will apply, whatever that term is. Okay, well done, experts, and very well done, Michaela. It is decision time. Michaela must corral all of the information she's heard today and come to a conclusion. Michaela, who is our big coral reef fibber?
I think that it's David.
Whoa. Why do you think David is our fibber?
I don't know. Bianca's just seemed more true.
Okay, let's see what we have to say about that. Will our actual coral reef expert please say, I am the coral reef expert?
I am the coral reef expert.
Oh, it is true. Dr. David Vaughn has held positions in the marine science field of aquaculture for over 40 years as a director in three of the largest oceanographic institutions. Dr. Vaughn is now founder and president of Plant a Million Corals Foundation for training and helping others in coral restoration technologies. Very cool. I know. Sorry about that, Michaela, but I feel like there's a lot we need to get to the bottom of here. So let's do some fact-checking. David, which lies did you hear that really took a toll on you?
Okay, actually, there was one that I said that could be mistaken if a coral has a disease and it turns white. I said bleaching. I think the question was looking more for the stony coral rapid tissue loss disease, sometimes called skittles.
Oh, skittles. Okay.
And the other is that corals are actually not 3% of the bottom of the ocean. They're actually less than 1%. And the body of water that's in between Africa and Asia is not the Mediterranean Sea. It's the Red Sea, where there is a lot of beautiful corals. And a type of reef that grows up from an atoll, if it doesn't reach the surface, it's called a fringing reef.
Oh, thank you.
And viruses do not grow like corals. They're completely different organisms. It is actually funny that corals are made up of three different phyla. They're a plant, an animal, and they are actually made up of a community of microbes, but it's usually bacteria. And community divides in half by fission. And that's not the way viruses reproduce. Viruses explode and release many small replicas of themselves.
Okay. Bianca, tell us all the ways you coasted by with your lies.
You asked me to name a soft coral, and I said ponytails of the sea. That's not real.
Yeah, David, do you know a name of a soft coral?
Most of them have scientific names, but there are ones that are nice and feathery. They're called sea plumes.
Like that. Thank you. Bianca, back to you.
The largest atoll coral reef island is not called the Grand Ring Atoll.
Do you know what that one is?
Christmas Island Atoll.
The Christmas Island Atoll. Very good stuff. Tell us, too, Dave, a little bit about Plant a Million Corals.
Well, people are starting to grow corals to plant back onto the reef. However, most people are doing it in small quantities, a few thousand at a time. But it's a big ocean. Hence, it's our mission to show that Plant a Million Corals is possible. I've planted over 100,000 already.
Wow.
And I hope to grow and produce 1 million by another year and a half, 2 years tops.
Thank you so much for that, and good luck. Yes, well on our way. All right. Well, I am just bereaved to report that we've come to the end of our show. Thanks to our contestant, Michaela, our Boulder Star fact finder. Thank you to our expert and liar, David and Bianca. And thanks to Lisa for patching in all the great sounds. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning in to The Big Fib, where we refer to the truth while building a great barrier against lies.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can find out how you can become a contestant on The Big Fib or send questions for me to answer on the show, and follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now I'm just going to keep talking, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way that I'll be cut off mid-sentence, and I'll just keep talking forever. No one's going to try and cut me off. No one can cut me off mid-sentence.
Cutting you off.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.